Is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Suspected Islamic militants stormed a government building in the eastern Afghan city of Jalalabad. Reuters' Sarah Charlton reports.
According to witnesses, the attack began when a black car pulled up to the building in an area close to shops and government offices, and gunmen opened fire. The car also blew up minutes later, wounding people on the street. Officials say it happened during a meeting with NGOs working on refugee-related issues, though it's not clear whether there's any connection. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but a spate of deadly attacks in the city in recent weeks are being seen as a show of force by Islamic State.
That was Reuters' Sarah Charlton. The trial of former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort gets underway in U.S. federal court Tuesday on charges brought about by special counsel Robert Mueller. VOA's Phil Polexio reports.
While the main areas of Mueller's investigation are Russia's actions during the 2016 presidential election and any attempts by Donald Trump to obstruct justice, none of those topics are expected to come up in Manafort's trial. In fact, prosecutors said last week they don't expect the word Russia to be mentioned at all. Instead, it is believed the trial will center on Manafort's Ukrainian consulting work and only briefly touch on his involvement with the president's campaign. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump declared Tuesday collusion is not a crime as he continued his attacks on special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into links between his 2016 campaign and Russia. Even without collusion being a criminal offense, U.S. legal analysts say Mueller is likely investigating a possible conspiracy to connect with a foreign government to influence the election and probing numerous ties Trump campaign aides had with Russian interests. This is VOA News. Facebook said it has uncovered sophisticated efforts, possibly linked to Russia, to influence U.S. politics on its platforms. The company said it removed 32 accounts from Facebook and Instagram because they were involved in coordinated political behavior and appeared to be fake. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has no intention of meeting his Iranian counterpart at an international gathering this weekend in Singapore, even as President Donald Trump says he is willing to talk with Tehran about its nuclear weapons development program. Trump withdrew from the landmark nuclear accord in May, saying it was too generous to Iran. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Donald Trump has vowed to ramp up sanctions until Iran radically changes its regional policies, including its support for regional militant groups, something the country's leaders refuse to do, even though Trump on Monday said if President Hassan Rouhani were to meet with him, there'd be no preconditions. He also did not walk away from any of those earlier demands. While on the Iran side, one security chief has said Trump's decision to pull out of the nuclear deal is the biggest blow to diplomacy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Eight states in Washington, D.C. are suing the Trump administration for allowing a Texas man to distribute instructions on how to make printable three-dimensional guns. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson is leading the lawsuit and said the downloadable plans are coming August 1st.
We intend to stop that from happening nationwide.
The technology would allow people to manufacture weapons in their own homes. The State Department had ordered militant Texas gun rights advocate Cody Wilson to stop distributing the blueprints, arguing they violated U.S. export laws. Wilson sued, alleging the ban violates his constitutional rights, and the Trump administration reversed itself. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Some 36,000 firefighters are struggling against one of the most destructive wildfires in California's history. Reuters' Nathan Frandino reports the firefighters hope calmer winds on Tuesday will allow them to make more progress in creating buffer zones to contain the fire.
Since turning from a brush fire into a deadly inferno last week, the Carr Fire has destroyed more than 800 homes. 37,000 people have been forced to evacuate. Six people are dead, with seven others still missing. Some progress was reported on Monday. Calmer winds gave firefighters just enough space to bring the fire to 23% containment. But with drought-parched vegetation and triple-digit temperatures, firefighters say the blaze could come raging back at a moment's notice.
That was Reuters' Nathan Frandino. A new commission set up by Myanmar to look into human rights abuses in the Rakhine state has been criticized by observers on Tuesday as a political gimmick. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller. VOA News.